Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We are continuing our series on what's keeping you from freedom. But before we get into that, I do want to just give you a couple of little updates as to where we'll be going from here. What I've really found is that half an hour on Saturdays, it takes us forever to cover a topic. And I'm sure you all have seen that as well. And we end up repeating a lot of the things we've said previous times and never really getting to anything specific. Well, I won't say never, but... And the questions I'm getting are really good, and they deserve more attention than I can give in a half hour on once a week. So we're going to change our priorities as to where we were going with the rest of the website, redesign and reconfigure. And we're kind of going to put that on hold. And rather than have that the next big thing, we're going to go ahead and get into our webinar series. And I'm shooting for starting that on a regular basis in January. We'll see how that goes. We may still just be in the testing stage. But the benefits of that are multiple. One thing is that we can do it for an unlimited amount of time. So if it's a short teaching and there aren't many questions and we can get through with it in a short period of time, great. If we need to go into more detail, and there's a lot of questions, we can spend as much time as necessary. We're not going to go all night or anything, probably limit it to an hour and a half, that kind of thing. But those will also all be available on the website, so you can see what other people's questions are, what they're dealing with, and learn from one another. That also gives me the opportunity, because it's a webinar, that I'll be able to... I have always preferred teaching with my hands and having an outline and following, you know, being able to point to this is why we're doing this and being able to track this is how we're doing it. So using a webinar, we're going to be able to use not only the audio but visual as well. So now that's kind of... technical involvement a little bit more than we have been doing, and so there's going to be a learning curve for myself and you all as well. So we'll be doing some test runs, and we'll be using the webinar hosting of GoToMeeting, or I think it's GoToMeeting or GoToWebinar, whatever. You'll be receiving, you know, and I'll have the links posted, and you'll be invited to those. And you just simply log in at the appropriate time, and you'll be able to hear and either use your computer or your phone to call in, or you can type in or you can email questions or thoughts or comments. Because what I'd like to be able to do is address specific, you know, personal issues without getting too personal. That's up to you on how personal you want to get, knowing that it is, even though it's not as public as Blog Talk Radio, it's still going to be out there. And so I don't want to put anybody in an embarrassing position, but this kind of a venue where it's only, you know, even though people are, you know, you're free to call in, this is not really the venue to get into a great detailed conversation. And I do recognize that so much of what we're teaching is new to people. And you go, well, how can it's Christian, how can it be new? Well, our emphasis is on practicality, is what's working. And to start, you have to really get specific about what's not working in your life. And a lot of times, we've not been trained how to do that. We've hidden behind jargon. We've hidden behind, well, if you're doing, you know, a set of series of things, if you're attending church, if you're tithing, if you don't beat your wife, if you teach Sunday school, you must be a good Christian. And so very often, people's hurts, their wounds, are not addressed. And so many Christians live their entire lives defeated. And that is not what God intended for you. That is not what God intended for us. We are here to learn to rule and reign, to not just survive. And we want, if that is the intent, we must be able to do it. If God wants you healed, there must be a way for you to get healed. And it can't depend on something special happening. We have to discover this for ourselves and experience it and then do it. And that's where we're going to, you know, down the road, be looking at creating some forums and some subscription opportunities so where you can get some one-on-one attention and get involved with your own process. God is your guidance counselor. He's your coach. He's your teacher. He's your healer. But our goal is to keep you motivated, keep you on track as you learn to hear his voice for yourself, learn how to get healed, and then do it. Learn who God is. And I know I've told this story many times, but it's one of the things that keeps me motivated is knowing, you know, being involved in different ministries. And there's never been, I thought about this not too long ago, there was never a ministry that I was involved in that somebody involved in that on staff working in the ministry did not know how to hear from God. They had gone to seminar, or sometimes not. Sometimes they were just related to somebody who was in ministry, so that made them a minister. Did not know how to hear from God for themselves. I'm not talking about a gift. I'm not talking about prophetically. I'm talking about knowing his voice, being able to hear how much he loves us, being able to hear specifically guidance in making choices, knowing that day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, we are growing more and more into a single being, spirit, soul, and body. We are becoming more and more one with him, knowing that, not just believing it. So this is what we want to encourage one another toward. Not just being free and getting healed, but now that you're free and healed, now what do? And recognizing it's not about your purpose. Your purpose is God's purpose, which is you. It's not about doing something. It's not about finding your calling. I can already tell you what your purpose is. It's to know God. It's to be what he created you to be. It's to learn to rule and reign in the situation he's put you in right now. Okay, cross that off your list. You know what your purpose is. That's your calling. That's what you're to be doing. Whatever it is, it's not going to be established by somebody else. They may give you hints, and hopefully as we spend time together, that will become your specific situation may become more and more clear. But it's not about what you do. It's about who you know. Do you know God intimately, confidently, comfortably? We talk about, you know, the Prince of Peace. Are you at peace in your relationship with him? Not because you can speak in tongues or you know the scriptures inside and out or you're in full-time ministry. If God never did any, if you never did anything else for God, is that okay? Because he doesn't need you to do anything for him. His goal in your life is to know you better, spirit, soul, and body. And again, these are all things we want to spend time with over and over and over again, because even when you know them, you need to hear them again and again and again. It's like watering a growing plant and fertilizing a growing plant. As you grow, you need more. So we will be set up not just for teaching new concepts, but also reinforcing the old ones and encouraging and recognizing that we have new people stumbling across our site and being, you know, I always appreciate you sending this information to others. That's, you know, one of the big ways, major ways we've always grown and continue to grow as far as the number of people involved. So that's, you're always welcome, but we also recognize that that's going to be part of our challenge, is to make sure that we give them attention, people who are just becoming familiar with this material, as well as moving on. And so, in general, I do foresee some kind of a two-tiered level of communication where we are teaching basics on a regular basis, but also I want to go into some more interesting things. I want to be open to what God wants to do in bringing us into that second stage of ruling and reigning. So in a sense, obviously it's always the same thing, because we're going to be in the process of learning to hear his voice better and being healed and freed from our wounds and from our flesh. That's going to probably be a lifelong process. But we are more and more, once we know how to do those, once we know how to hear God better, once we know how to be healed and cooperate with God as he overcomes our flesh, as he removes it, it doesn't take up as much as our time or our emotional involvement. And then we can focus on ruling and reigning. And God does a certain level of ruling and reigning in my life, and he's going to teach me a certain things about what he wants to do in my life. But that may have nothing to do with what he wants to teach you. And so we're all going to be going through this together, and you are going to be sharing as well as what is God teaching you about ruling and reigning. I'm not talking about just revelation, but what does it mean? How does that affect us? How do we expand our concepts, our ideas? When we let God be God, what can he do? What mountains can be removed? And mountains are beliefs. They're not just obstacles that are keeping us from, you know, a crisis in our lives. But very often those mountains are our own beliefs. And when you look back, I was just thinking of the illustration where Jesus said that if you had enough faith, you could say to this mountain, be removed, and it would be removed. And we are just so far away from that, and yet he said that we could do more because he was gone. He went to the Father, so they're one. And they're one, and his desire was that we would be one. And even just understanding that, this whole idea of, you know, of his nature, of God's nature, we don't even understand our nature, let alone think we understand God's nature. But I think he wants us to. I think he wants us to ask all those questions. And my questions are going to be different than yours, and we may even end up with different answers. That's fine. We want a place where we can put them all out on the table. And what gives life, what brings us closer to God, greater dependence on Him, that's what will stand the test of time. So there's a lot of variety of what we are looking to do, and we'll just have to make other changes as we go along. So for right now, that's what it looks like we're going to be doing. Now, we are going to continue this half-hour series on Saturdays. We do have an audience that listens in. We appreciate them as well. And they aren't necessarily following up with some of the other teachings. And so hopefully we will prompt them more, entice them more to go on with some of the other more practical and more sweeping information than what we can do here. So what we will be doing, though, is trying to tie in what we do here with our webinars. And, you know, hoping to, with that, to, of course, increase the original articles that we'll be able to post and book ideas. We have a lot of things we want to get started. And we had intended to update the website first, but I think what we'll be doing is working on the content first and then do the website a little bit at a time. So thank you for your patience on that. It's still a good way of communicating with me. There's a contact form there and, of course, all the email addresses and everything. Feel free to get in touch with me. I'm redoing the store for being able to get a hold of the books for in the Eternal Life series. So to make that easier for you. I realize some of you have had a hard time getting that, so I'm just scrapping the way we were doing it, and we're going to make it hopefully easier. So anyway, that's what I think we're going to be doing. Of course, we always reserve the right to change our minds, but I do want to be able to get more closely aligned with what's really going to make a difference in people's lives. And I think we can all live with a website that isn't quite maybe aesthetically pleasing for a while until we get some of the content going and change that over time. So thank you for your patience, and I thank you for all your encouraging words, and your financial support has always been appreciated. And that makes a lot of this us able to happen, to be able to do this. It does take especially with this webinar, it is a subscription webinar. You're not going to have to pay for it, but it will come out of the ministry funds. So it is not free. That's been one of the nice things about Blog Talk Radio is what we've been doing. It has not been costing us anything on the wavelength end. Has cost us in software and some other issues, but we, you know, gladly absorb that in. Your support, your financial support has always been greatly appreciated. So hopefully we'll be even talking about that. And as I say, there will likely be some areas where we'll be doing some subscription offerings. So whether it's via phone one-on-one or through the internet, we'll be looking at ways for you to get some. Because I definitely recognize, and I appreciate your emails, that some of these email conversations would take 5-10 minutes one-on-one versus trying to do it in email. But I'm sure as everybody recognizes, you know, that takes time and dedicated time. And I know, you know, from the feedback I've gotten, many of you would be willing to do that on a fee-based system. So that's something that, you know, I'm definitely looking into, and down the road we'll make that available. I have no qualms with that whatsoever, with charging for my time, just because I know that you're going to take it more seriously. You know, you're going to be more respectful of my time when you have to pay for it. And that's all I ask. I'm not doing it to try to get rich or to try to, you know, it's not for my benefit. it's, if I, you know, if I was out to get rich, there's a lot of other things I could be doing, and define your, let you define the term rich anyway. But so it's not about the finances. It's, I have definitely, over being doing this particular ministry, realized that what is free, that's, you know, we take it as such. It's worth what you pay for. And if you're going to ask for wise counsel, but you don't want to pay for it, you're not going to follow it. And when I first started this ministry, I was giving away a lot of my materials, a lot of my books. And I would follow up with them and ask them how they were doing with it, you know, because, you know, they would call, or I've talked to them in an email, you know, oh, I really have a problem in this area. This sounds like your books would really address it. Could you, you know, but I can't afford them. And so I'd send them. And of course, they hadn't even started to read them. They got them. I gave them to them, and they hadn't even started to read them. And that's when I realized that what you don't value, what costs you nothing. And for us, I think a lot of ways, that's what God is doing for us. When, you know, he could free all of us like that. He could heal our wounds like that. But he doesn't, because we wouldn't value it. And we even look back at the example of Adam and Eve. They did not value their relationship with God because they didn't know any other relationship. They had nothing to compare it to. And we've talked so often about how that's our basic nature. Now, God's basic nature is to give. Loving is giving. That's how it is expressed. That's what it looks like. That's what it feels like. And he created us to be grateful, to say thank you, to receive from him, and then in turn give. And if we don't know how to receive, if we don't have an appreciation for the effort that it takes on our part and on others' part on our behalf, if we don't have that appreciation, we cannot accept from God the way he wants to give. Then when we give, we will not appreciate it either, because we will give unintentionally. And God wants us to know what we are doing. We are to be deliberate and conscious and aware of what we are doing with our lives. So as we go forward, we'll try quite a variety of different things, and hopefully it will encourage you and really, hopefully, really even inspire you to know God better and know what his plans are for your life, what his, not just for your life, but for today. Lord, what are we doing today? And so before I spend the whole half hour on this topic, I just want to give you that update and encouragement that this is what the direction we're going in. We'll see if it's in January. We'll probably be doing some tests this month, and we'll be posting those and including those in the newsletter. So if you're not signed up for the newsletter, go to the site, wecanprepare.org. That's all one word, wecanprepare.org. Or you can go to dianethomas.org. Those will all take you to the same place. Obviously, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, there, the link's there on the site throughout. And sign up for the newsletter. And we will all be keeping everyone up to date. Those newsletters go out once a week. We'll be keeping you up to date as to what's going on the following week. But I do want to get back, touch base back with some of the questions that have come in regarding our series and what's kept keeping you from freedom. And one strain that's coming in is about, you know, feeling overwhelmed by all the problems you've got and just feeling so emotionally, and or knowing people who just never seem to change, who never seem to be able to get out from under the situation they're in. And the question comes up about can it be a generational curse? Can it be so demonic that you can't get out of it? And just as a reminder, we have three enemies. That's the world, the flesh, and the devil. And so absolutely, that is a strong possibility that there's generational curses that we need to learn to overcome, and there's personal oppression that we need to learn how to come. Now, I will say that the question of possession, demonic possession, comes up every once in a while, and we have our own idea about what that meant. There was a different meaning, you know, that we can ascribe to it psychologically or physically, but my bottom line is it doesn't matter, because any of that can be taken care of, and it's all taken care of the same way. You ask God, how do we take care of this? And then you follow him. And over time, we each develop our own conversation with God about any of these issues. And if it works, if God says, this is the way I want you to do it, then it's the right way. Okay? So we're not saying this is the only way to do this, that, or the other thing. The bottom line is what you are learning, is what you are doing, bringing you into freedom, into healing, into overcoming your flesh, into greater dependence on God. Is it working? If it's not working, it's not the right thing. If you've been following a series of steps, if you've been doing, you know, if you're in a church that's been teaching a certain way, you know, certain things about marriage, for instance, or raising your kids, and your kids aren't turning out well, they're in rebellion, they run away, they're into drugs, or you can't talk to them, odds are what you're being taught and what you're doing is wrong. And by wrong, it's not a moral decision. It's not about God. It's about you're using a hammer to do the job of a screwdriver. You're using the wrong tools. And this is where it's your responsibility to evaluate, to judge. And sort of like the opposite of so many Christians, I believe we need more judgment in the church. You need to develop your judgment. If somebody came in, stood behind the pulpit in your church and said, you all need to bring me the titles of your car and drop the keys here. God says you're to give me all your cars. Odds are you'd laugh. Hopefully you'd laugh. Maybe even walk out. Probably, you know, really question that. You wouldn't do it. And yet, over time, we can be convinced to do the same things with our lives. You bring me the keys to your life, I'm going to tell you how to run my life, run your life. I'm going to convince you that your life is my responsibility. And as long as you do what I say, you'll be able to use your car, use your life, but it'll be mine. And we've done that in many respects. We've turned over our lives to people other than ourselves. We've given other people authority in our lives that had no business having authority. So we're running out of time again for today, but I do want to let you know, encourage you quickly, that if you have any question about whether the situation you're in is something God wants to deal with, just the very fact that you're asking that is proof that he does. If you were under such demonic oppression or oppression that you couldn't be helped, you wouldn't know it. So God wants to help you right where you're at. He's ready to and able to. So the whole idea that you want help proves that he's there for you. It may take a lot of work, may take a lot of change, may take time. Well, we know it's going to take time, but just the very fact that you want to change, that you want help, means that God is there. He's already on the job, and he's bringing you in for the last little bit. That last little bit may take a while, may take a lot of effort, but he's done the bulk of the work already. If you were that oppressed, and again, it's possible, if you were so oppressed, so possessed, however you want to put it, you wouldn't know it. The fact that you're asking proves that God is in the process of bringing you that freedom and healing that you're longing for. So, got any questions? As usual, Diane@WeCanPrepare.org. And this is going to be fun. And hopefully we will be able to have fun. God has a great sense of humor. He's very creative, and it'll be interesting to see what he's going to do. It's going to be an exciting year, exciting next few years in many ways. So thanks for tuning in. This is Diane Thomas, Prepare Radio. Have a great weekend.